In the previous episodes, we talked about the notion that sanctuary cities, an additional three, would have to be designated. And the question was, that's for unintentional murderers. Why would we have to do that once Mashiach comes? Two possible solutions were offered, but we pointed out there are numerous problems and difficulties with them. Here, in closing, I'd like to share with you the answer that the Rebbe suggested to this problem. It's based on the words of the Alshich, who says that Mashiach, arriving in an accelerated process, will come into a world in which there'll be plenty of people who have sin to account for, people who have past misdeeds to deal with. And so he says, Yisharu b'nei Adam, there'll be lots of people left because Mashiach has come suddenly, who are bilti mimurokim, not cleansed from their sin, me'ashmeseim. And as such, yitztarchu arei miklot, they will need these sanctuary cities in order l'marek balei hashamis, so that they will be cleansed of their sin. In other words, the sanctuary cities are not for murders that will take place after Mashiach comes, which is profoundly problematic, but rather for issues or accidents and events that unfolded prior to Mashiach's arrival. The Rebbe cross-references this idea with a fascinating Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, in which the famous Yishmael ben Elisha said that I once made the mistake of adjusting an oil lamp. And one is not permitted to kindle fire on Shabbos or even to increase the volume of flame. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha wrote on his pinkas, on his ledger, L'cheshiyibaneh Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Avi Chatas Shmeina, I'll bring a sin offering. In other words, Rabbi Yishmael felt that if Mashiach comes, as the Ran points out, in his days, then he will have to atone for or account for his misdeeds. The point then is that if Mashiach comes when we still have outstanding issues, we'll have to bring the Korban Chatos or go through the procedure that the Torah ordains for this sinner. The only real issue is, the only time you have to run into the city, sanctuary city, is when an avenger, a Goyel Hadam, is pursuing you. Why would somebody pursue the unintentional murderer after Mashiach comes? The Rebbe says the answer to that question could be seen in the Sifri, which states, Mitzvah biad goyel hadam lirdoif. It is actually incumbent, it's a sacred duty for the avenger to pursue the would-be murderer so that he runs to the sanctuary city. And because when Mashiach will come, everybody will observe mitzvahs perfectly, it goes without saying that the goyel hadam, the closest of kin, would necessarily play his role in the perfect way. He'd pursue the would-be murderer. The would-be murderer will have to run to the newly designated sanctuary city. And in this way, everybody is cleansed of past iniquity. And together, whole, clean, and pure, will be able to enter into the blessed new era of Mashiach, pursuing nothing but the knowledge of God. B'mheira, ubi amenu, speedily, and in our days, amen.